It's McCurley in the Morning on this Wednesday morning, and I am joined by members of 17 Seconds. We're going to talk to them about everything that's going on this weekend in Rockville. We'll explain what that is, what it's for, and everything. But first of all, I have three members of 17 Seconds, and Eli Thornton, how you doing this morning, buddy?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, and I also have Mia Dennis. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. And Miss Taylor Hosey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Now, you two girls, young ladies, I'm not going to say girls, you're young ladies, you seniors at Sylacauga, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, and you're a senior at Fayetteville,
yes, Eli. Sir.
All right. So, I got to ask, this singing group, there's seven of you, right?
Yes, sir.
How did this all come about? I'll let Eli answer first. Or how long has this been going on?
So, in January, we were looking to put a band together of teenagers, and we wanted them to be from the local area. And we started putting out flyers and putting out, you know, looking for senior singers. And we found Mia, and then we knew how good of a singer she was. And then we found Taylor. We knew how good of a singer she was, and when we found Kat, and we just couldn't turn down all three because they were good singers.
Wow. So now I know Eli's been playing guitar for a long, long time, and I've been knowing his family ever before he was even born, but I got to ask you, now, Mia, how long have you been singing?
I've been singing all my life, since I was young, doing karaoke machines. I've been doing it all.
So you like it?
I do. I love it.
Now you told me when you finish your high school career at Sylacauga, you are going to CAC, mm-hmm. and then you're going to go to either UAB or Alabama to major in what?
I'm going to major in kinesiology to become a physical therapist.
Okay, but you want to keep singing?
I do. I want to focus on music still throughout the years and see where that can take me.
And Taylor, you're going to be going to Jacksonville State, right?
Yes, sir.
Great school. So now what are you going to do?
I'm going to major in vocal performance, and hopefully that will lead me down the singing career as well.
Okay, so both of you want to sing, but now let's talk about this 17 Seconds. What kind of music, Eli? Tell us what we can hear.
We do a lot of classic rock and country music.
Okay, so does any of the songs that I play here on Kix 100.3, I'll name a bunch of artists. You tell me if y'all are going down that road. Somebody. Well, of course, we play Jelly Roll. We play Carrie Underwood. Some of the older stuff, Brooks and Dunn and Alan Jackson. When you say country, tell me who's some of the country stars that you all play
we,
after.
We play a Miranda Lambert song called Vice.
Yep.
We do Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton.
Oh yeah, we got that.
That's pretty much all the country songs that we do.
Now, when you say rock, now, I know me and your granddad, what we grew up on, I don't know if you three are really familiar. Tell me what kind of rock you're going to play. Tell me some of the groups.
Some of the songs that we'll play are from artists like Ozzy Osbourne, Fleetwood Mac.
Very good.
We do a lot of good classic 70s and 80s rock music.
All right, now I'm going to ask the girls one quick thing, and then we're going to take a break and come back. Which would you rather sing? Would you rather sing country, or would you rather get with it with rock and roll? Mia, which would you rather?
I am a country through and through, but I've really enjoyed doing some new music and doing something different.
Good deal. What about you, Tyler?
I would say rock and roll is definitely fun, but I think country is more my style.
Okay.
It's fun to do either, so.
Well, listen, this Saturday is going to be Rockville. It's the second annual. All of the proceeds for this goes to help the Fayetteville fishing team, which is doing very well. Lots of sport teams at Fayetteville right now doing very well, and we're going to talk about that. When we come back on McCurley in the Morning, we're going to talk to these three about the event, how you can get tickets, who all you're going to hear, not just 17 Seconds, but other groups as well, and we're going to talk about that after more. Hit Kicking Country on Kix 100.3. McCurley in the Morning on a Wednesday morning. I've got 17 Seconds, members of it, in here. First of all, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. The other members of 17 Seconds, can you give me their names?
So the other members other than us, we have Bryson, who is the rhythm guitar player, Kat, who is a backup vocalist, Audrey, who is our drummer. And then we have a new bass player named Gavin Sparkman.
Okay. All right. So you got seven local. Is everybody seniors or are there some of them younger?
Bryson is younger. He is 14. Wow. And then Gavin is 19.
Okay. So everybody from around here in the Coosa Valley area. And, of course, I'm going to ask Mia and Taylor this Saturday. How do you like doing things at Fayetteville? Now, you two go to Sylacauga, but Fayetteville's just a second home, isn't it, Mia?
It's a very different atmosphere, but I'm so excited to do it. I'm excited to get everyone together.
Now, is this the first time you're going to perform in front of a crowd, Taylor?
A crowd this size, yes.
Okay. All right. So where have y'all performed before in front of people? Karaoke or talk to me about that.
I've performed at karaoke nights. I've been in competitions. We've performed at Barley's and Agme Sandwich Shop. So I've performed around.
Like she said, Barley's and Acme Sandwich Shop, we've had a performance there.
Okay.
I've also sang on stage at school for musicals and choirs.
Yep. And you've been playing guitar long enough. I know there. I'm going to ask you on this. I hope this don't put you on the spot. What is the one thing that you remember about playing in front of crowds, the one that you say was probably the best of all?
The one thing I remember about playing, like, bigger events.
Or just in your mind, what was the one thing that you would tell folks, hey, I played at so-and-so?
I guess I'm pretty proud of playing at the Hangout in Gulf Shores. That is one of my favorite memories of playing guitar, especially with my old singer Cutter Bradley. Yeah. Playing with him there. Yeah. That was pretty great.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know if you realize this or not, but there is a lot of really famous and good musicians and artists who have played at the Hangout. That's not just anybody can step on that stage down there.
Yes, sir.
So I'm proud of you. We all are. And hopefully the whole group will get there. Now let's talk about Saturday. And before we get to going into anything that's going to be going on, I want to tell you, it's going to rain Saturday. Okay. But I have a pretty good system of weather. I don't know if y'all know this or not. I look up and when it's raining in Mississippi, I tell folks it's going to rain here in about 6 hours. That's my weather forecast. But from the way it looks now, it is going to rain Friday night into Saturday and most of the afternoon. But it's supposed to stop around 5 or 6 o'clock Saturday afternoon. But if it does not, and this needs to be moved, it's going to be moved into the Fayetteville School Auditorium, which is plenty of room in there. So let's talk about who else is going to be at Rock the Ville. The first group that will play will be Chasing Shadows, right?
Yes, sir. They will be the opening act.
And then, of course, then 17 Seconds will come on to the stage. Each band will play about an hour,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
And then Nacho Daddy, tell us a little bit about Nacho, because you've had a pretty good kind of a relationship with those, hadn't you?
Yes, sir. I have a pretty good relationship with Jared, the bass player, who's a firefighter here in Sylacauga. And I'm not too familiar with the rest of the members, but I am pretty familiar with Jared and the music that they play and just the whole band in general. And they're a really good band, and I'm really excited to hear them play Saturday night.
So Saturday at Fayetteville, we're going to talk more about Rock the Ville, how you can get tickets, how much they are. The girls told me how much they are, and that's pretty cheap to come see these young people play. But also, the proceeds, don't forget, are going to help the Fayetteville fishing team, and they will be getting the benefits off of this. So we're going to talk about that after more Hit Kicking Country on Kix 100.3. It's McCurley in the morning on a Wednesday morning. I am joined by some of the members of 17 Seconds. They're going to be playing at Rock the Ville this Saturday. Folks, listen, you got things leading up to this week with athletics going on at the school. But come Saturday, this is a good weekend for this. And also, if it does rain, they're going to have it inside in the auditorium. So it's going to go on rain or shine. And I was asking Mia and Taylor, how much does it cost to get in this gig? It's not a lot, is it?
No, sir. It is $15, and you can pay at the gate or on GoFan.
What? $15. I mean, I spend that on lunch every day. I mean, come on.
Yes, sir. And children under 4 get in free.
Children under 4, so I can bring my granddaughter and she can get in free.
Yes, sir.
Because she won't be but 3 till next month. All right. So let's talk a little bit about 17 seconds. You know, you play some rock and roll. You play country music. I'm going to ask Mia, what is your favorite song to sing with the group right now?
My favorite personally to sing is Purple Rain.
No way. By Prince?
Yes, sir.
Y'all play Purple Rain?
Yes, sir.
Wow. How about that? Okay. What about you, Tyler?
I like to sing Zombie by the Cranberries.
Okay.
But when Mia sings a song, I love to listen to her sing Crazy Train.
Now, man, y'all play Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne?
Yes, sir.
That's some good stuff. You know, in baseball, there's a lot of people that have that as a walk-up song.
Yes, sir.
All right. So tell me, you got country, you got rock and roll. Tell me maybe just a few. I don't want to give it all away, but what's a few of the country songs that Eli that we might hear on Saturday evening?
So you will hear Vice by Miranda Lambert.
Okay.
You will hear Tennessee Whiskey. You're going to hear our rendition of Slow Dancing in a Burning Room by John Mayer. We kind of play it in our own kind of style. And then we kind of do the Fleetwood Mac song. We kind of do that in our own style too, of a little country-ish twang on it. So
you can't go wrong with Fleetwood Mac. I mean, you know, that's what I grew up on. So this Saturday, what time does everything get started Saturday?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. If you're going to come and buy a ticket at the gate, or if you've already bought one, bring your lawn chairs, correct? Because
yes, sir.
If it happens on the football field, that's the way you're going to see it, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then, of course, if it's in the auditorium, have your lawn chair anyway. I don't know. I'm sure they will have chairs set up if, you know, that's the case, if they have to move it inside. All right, so I got to ask, are there any other places around that you guys will be playing in the future, or is this it, or have you just now trying to get out and get your name out there?
So we are not too sure right now. We're trying to book more dates. We are playing at a private show May 30th, but other than that, right now we're just waiting to be booked and find more shows.
Now, I got to ask y'all, if you play on a show on May the 30th, y'all all are graduating.
Yes, sir.
Is it going to interfere with that?
That'll be the day I come back from my senior trip.
Okay. Well, that was my next question. Where are we going on our senior trip? I got to know, Mia. Are you taking one?
I'm going to Panama City with some friends, and then later I'm going on a cruise.
Okay.
I'm going to Puerto Rico with some friends.
Puerto Rico?
Yes, sir.
I don't know that I could go that far. But cruise is fine with me. What about you? Where are you going on a senior trip?
Me and a whole bunch of buddies, we're going to Gulf Shores.
Gulf Shores. All right. So I probably know most of your buddies. All right. So when we come back, we're going to wrap this thing up again. I got to get these nice young people off to school. They do have to go to school today. And, of course, we're going to talk about the event one more time with Eli, Mia, and Taylor when we come back on McCurley in the Morning. Hit Kicking Country Kicks 100.3 McCurley in the Morning. I've got Eli Thornton and also Mia Dennis and Taylor Hosey in studio with me, members of 17 Seconds. They're going to be in a concert this Saturday down at Rock the Ville, down at Fayetteville. We're going to talk about that before we get out here, but I always like to do this, especially with young people, because they have fun with it. But Taylor, what is your favorite instrument to play?
The tambourine.
The tambourine.
Yes,
not
sir.
A lot of people do that.
I know. It's so fun, though.
It's good. What about you, Mia?
My favorite is the piano.
So you play piano?
Yes, sir.
I don't have to ask what your favorite is. How many times have you been asked to play the Star Spangled Banner on your guitar?
I get it a lot, but more than that, I get Freebird.
Really?
I do.
Okay. So now you're getting back into the music that I grew up on. All right, I'm going to ask you some other things here. Taylor, what's your favorite food?
Favorite food? Sounds weird, but it's called turnip green soup. It's my favorite thing ever.
I know what it is. Mia?
Some tacos.
Tacos?
Yes, sir.
What about at the Thornton House? What's your go-to food?
Probably pizza.
Pizza. Yeah, a lot of kids, young folks, pizza, chicken fingers, stuff like that. By the way, I was going to ask, I don't know this. You may or may not know. Will there be concessions at the concert on Saturday? Yes, Talk sir. About that a little bit.
There will be food being served out of the concession stand.
Okay. So, hey, so you don't have to worry about eating before you come. Come on down, spend some money. That proceeds, I'm sure, will also go
yes,
to the fishing team. Speaking of the fishing team, they're doing very well, right?
Yes, sir. They are.
Doing. I think they're getting ready to go to the state tournament, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
Wow. So, lots of things going on with Saturday, but I'll ask you also. I'm going to ask, let's ask Mia. Are you a pet person? Do you have a pet?
Yes, sir.
What do you have, dog or cat?
I have dogs.
Plural. How many?
I have four dogs.
Four?
Yes, sir.
How do you take care of four dogs and do all this other stuff too?
It's a lot.
What kind of dogs are they?
I have a German Shepherd, a Sheltie, a Lhasa Apso, and then a lab.
I don't know what a Lhasa Apso is. All right. Did I even say that right?
Yes, sir.
It's what is that?
It's like them short dogs with like the long hair.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. I got you. What about you? Do you have any, first of all, do you have any siblings?
I do. I have two brothers. My little brother's name is Drew and my older brother's name is Jonas.
So you're in the middle.
Yes, sir, I am.
Middle child.
Yes,
sir. That's usually never any fun, but I'm sure you've had a lot of fun. All right, Eli, I know you have pets. Or do you not?
We have three cats.
Three cats. So is your mom a cat person?
We mainly keep them to keep critters from coming into our garage and shop.
Yeah, I understand. Cats are good for that. All right, so in the future, we can see, is there a way to keep up with 17 Seconds? Do you have a website? Do you have a phone number in case people want to talk to you? You may or may
we
not.
We have social media accounts.
Okay. And that is where?
On Facebook? TikTok and Facebook.
Okay. All right. So, girls, how important is this Saturday night for you all? Mia, you first.
I'm very excited for it. This will be the biggest show that I've personally played. And I think it's a great way that we can get all different schools together because everyone is from different schools. And so it kind of pulls people from everywhere to come together as one community and support our Fayetteville fishing team.
Absolutely. Taylor, I'll ask you, what are you looking most forward to Saturday night?
I'm looking forward to listening to everybody play and also getting the experience of being on a stage and singing in front of a crowd this big.
Wow. And now you've played crowds like this and I'm sure. But this is near and dear to you because it's going to your school.
Yes, sir.
And to the fishing team and your brother on the fishing team. Talk a little bit about what this event means to Eli.
Well, anytime that I play events, whether it be a big show, small show, 200 people, 20 people, I always want at the end of the night to, because when I was younger, I always looked up to people who played instruments and right. guitar players. So my outcome of a show is always for somebody younger than me to come up and me inspire them to either go start guitar or continue playing guitar or just get back into playing music. Whether they're younger than me, older than me, anyone that I can inspire to go out and do what we do or try to do what we do, that's definitely what I get out of going and playing places more than anything.
That's a great answer to inspire younger people. That's one thing, and I tell you what, you all have got your heart in the right place. Let me tell you real quickly, this is not just a show for teenagers to come to Saturday. As Eli mentioned, some of the music that's going to be played, music that I grew up on, Freebird, Fleetwood Mac, some of this country music that they'll play is some of the newer artists on country music, but don't let that deter you. Grown-ups, if you want to come to this, it's great for the whole family. It is good for younger kids. There's not going to be anything that's going to be sung that's going to drive you away from it, thinking that it's bad for your young children. These are teenagers who have put together this group, and I got to thank Eli and Mia and also Taylor for coming in here. Thank y'all for coming in here this morning. I hope I don't get you late to school. What do you think?
I think we'll be okay.
I'll call Mr. Pinson, but also I can talk to Dr. Eller too. She was in here yesterday, so We'll make it okay. Thank you all for coming. One more time, tell us again, Eli, the show Saturday night, times, everybody's going to be playing. And
5 o'clock, Chasing Shadows starts at 5. We go on after Chasing Shadows, and then Nacho Daddy will be the last band to play.
That will be at FarmLinks Field on the football field at Fayetteville. If it's raining and they have to move it indoors, it will be at the auditorium. Tickets are $15. You can go to the gate, or you can go to GoFan and get those as well. So, hey, thank y'all.
Thank you.
I'm ready to come. You ready?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, man. Taylor. Thank you, Eli, and good luck this Saturday night and also in the future, okay?
Yes, sir.